Michael Malice, and NGO attack gives Trump opening for rule of law crackdown in Portland. By Robert Krajicek on July 1, 2019. President Donald Trump should initiate a crackdown to restore rule of law in Portland, Oregon, following Saturday's Antifa-led assault on journalist Andy NGO, said Michael Malice in an interview on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. The corporate press is more concerned that Jim Acosta got his press pass revoked than Andy NGO getting a brain hemorrhage, remarked Malice. This is where their priorities are. Listen. Conservatives broadly underestimate the depths of contempt felt towards them by members of the corporate press, estimated Malice. When I talk to conservatives and point out, these people want you dead, and that they would have no problem laughing as you're pulled away to the gulag, they think I'm exaggerating, stated Malice. The proof is in the pudding, he continued. There are so many horrible people on the left, who when the footage came out, their first instinct was to claim, well, he's not really a journalist, and, oh, he provoked them. Malice added, you do not cede your ground as an American in a public space to another person. That's not what freedom means. The ACLU defends the Nazis marching in Skokie back in the day. Freedom means you do what you want, where you want, as long as it's peaceful. NGO is bringing information, noted Malice. He's going to scenes like Charlottesville, too. See what these groups are like in person. Democrats' 2020 presidential candidates uniformly ignored the aforementioned assault, observed Malice. Not one Democratic presidential candidate acknowledged this in any way, highlighted Malice. They all freak out about, oh, President Trump is making unprecedented attacks on the press. The First Amendment is under attack, even though we ignored Woodrow Wilson, John Adams, and things like that. Malice went on. When you have an actual reporter actually assaulted, it is crickets, and they were all chirping about Kamala Harris. That's who they thought the biggest victim of the week was. These people are sick. Marlowe assessed, I don't know why the White House isn't doing more about this. It seems like this is the opportunity to get 400 electoral votes. If the president would go ahead and stand up for these people being attacked. Malice concluded, historically, the Republican Party has been the party of the rule of law. It's what got Nixon elected in 68. It's what got Giuliani elected in overwhelmingly left-wing New York City. For this to go unnoticed and unreported by the White House and not have a crackdown is, to me, madness, even in terms of Machiavellian strategy. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.